Happy Sunday morning. All right, buckle up. This one's going to be a crazy one. I've been too reserved lately, so I had some free thinking time this weekend, and here's where I'm at right now. So there's a lot of questions being asked around this increase in admissions by the U.S. government that they have legitimate alien sightings. Now, by alien, I just mean unidentified, but it's hard to wrap your mind around planetary-based versions of this technology being held in secret. Now, there are some existing, folk tales, I guess, that present legitimate hypotheses, but like, I saw this thing on Twitter saying, like, why is the U.S. government, and why are governments in general, taking these UFO sightings more seriously all of a sudden? And academia and, like, large businesses are not. Like, that's very puzzling. You know? So there's millions of theories about what could be going on, how this could be playing out, blah, 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 blah. But one that I haven't heard anybody else share, which I'm sure I'm not the originator of this thought, but I figured I'd get it recorded. You never know. But if the internet, when viewed from a superior technologies sensor array, you know, like a reasonable assumption of what they may have as capabilities of breaking our codes, you know, deciphering our languages and stuff like that. You know, if, like, just with the minimal amount of advances that they would have to be able to travel the way that it looks like they would have to travel to get here, you know, even in the most, like, simple, like, the smallest distance between what we have already and what they have that makes that possible. Like, equivocate that over to their detection capabilities, and, like, there is no reason, like, to think that they don't have, like, absolutely open source access to the entirety of human earthbound created data or information, you know. So given that, now if they could perceive it, how far of a jump is it to apply a little bit of forward thinking of artificial intelligence to it as well? Let's say not only do they have the ability to detect all that information, that they have AI capabilities, which even in the AI version that exists now, which is basically just really advanced statistics and probability analysis, you know, run over, big data sets. So even if they just have a little bit more forward of a jump than that, right? So they have this data set that is just Earth. Let's just call it E. Like, and they're running it through probably, you know, to some degree more sophisticated AI analysis. So it kind of follows in a, you know, this is at least a hypothesis, that the versions of humanity that can be seen in aggregate through things like Facebook, Google, you know, the biggest data sets on Earth, you know, social media and the, you know, web search engines, you know, cell phone companies. Like, these are the largest data sets in the world. So let's say they decided not to have a language-based interaction with us. You know, that they were just kind of collecting metadata. Like, that would mean that they're interacting or effectively communicating with our AIs, you know? especially like what the data collected on humanity would represent, like, especially when you take that in aggregate, you know, like if something was advanced enough where it could interact with the data sets of all of the data sets on Earth in aggregate as that big E, like that Earth variable, like that would be a level of communication, you know, like they'd be able to run like all sorts of like what humanity looks like when presented as one unified Earth personality. And right now, like, it would look like a lot of good, cohesive, peace prioritizing, progress oriented people capable of profound love. Wasn't where you thought I was going with that, was it? There would be examples of kind of the worst of us. But again, something that would be able to look at this in aggregate, I don't think would have any trouble identifying the outlier effect of, you know, the extremes. You know, we tend to focus on the extreme versions of incidents just because they are the outliers. They're the most extreme version, so they're the most interesting to talk about. They have the most to pull apart. You know, they're a puzzle to solve. You know, the thing that happens almost all of the time is good shit, you know? More and more than ever before. Like, by every reasonable metric, the world is a better, safer, more fun place. You know, there's indoor skydiving. You know, there's top golf and shit. Like, seriously, you know, like skiing, boats, like there's all this like great, like that happens a lot more than the bad stuff. So I think that this, if there is an intelligence out there, like, I hope you're seeing the best of us. And I imagine that they are, you know. Because one thing that social media seems to be really good at is collecting outlier data. You know, but in reality, like, Google searches, like, tell more about, like, the intent of people. What problems are they solving? What questions are they asking? You know, and I guarantee, like, I don't know what the most, I mean, I guess that's something I could Google. Like, I don't know what the most searched questions are, but I know those analytics are out there. And I know the things that we hate to find out people are searching, like, is not the highest stuff on that list. You know? Like, shopping has to be, like, it has to be some kind of, like, where can I buy this? Or, you know, something like that. But even if you categorize that, like, I think just an intelligent species that can say, like, these are the questions that they're asking. You know, there's a lot more international commerce than there is international conflict. There's a lot more acts of unity and attempts to just better people's lives to an obnoxious degree, you know? First world living in the modern age is fucking cool, you know? The first lesson that I hope an AI or, you know, some type of superior intelligence, whether it's alien or one that we create, the first things that I hope it really puts in motion are just this, it's just this realization of the, how easy it would be for everybody to live just basic first world lives. You know, like, being rich, like, has a, like, the things that you can do have a shelf life, you know? Like, that flashy rich, like, extreme opulent rich, like, it's great that it exists, you know, because there is a trickle-down economics that does function, and that's the one based on technology. You know, technology cascades the value down quickly and efficiently. You know, intentional economics, you know, fiscal or monetary policy, like these things do not seem to generate the trickle-down economics that they promised. It seems largely to have been promised either over-hopeful or that it was a selling point. But technology really does kick it down, and kick it down quick. You know, like the rich people don't have a newer iPhone. Like they might have the newest iPhone, but a lot of fucking people just living moderate, not moderate, but, you know, first world, upper middle lives, like all have the newest iPhone too. A lot of the middle has the newest iPhone. Like, iPhone's intent is to get the newest shit into everybody's hands as fast as possible so they can come out with the newer shit. Anyway, I know I kind of wandered there. But back to the aliens. Like, let's say it is aliens of a superior intelligence. Like, either they're completely indifferent to us, which means that these incidents of us seeing them or having these, like, light interactions are probably, like, it's probably, like, their version of Steve Irwin, but it's, and it's, again, it's probably digital. You know, like, it just seems like it's passive data collection, you know? It doesn't seem like the first steps of a superior intelligence trying to communicate. Like, I bet it's more just like a safari that they're looking at a primitive race. Because one thing that's like, if life has any consistency throughout the universe, I wonder how quickly we see this. And I know I'm not the first person to talk about this, but I can't make any references to where I got the ideas from. Is the amount of time that it goes from a creature in like a natural environment, in a natural ecosystem, like for a creature to figure it out, you know, just one step at a time, you know, fire, like control of the elements, you know, some level of engineering, tool making, stuff like that. Like from those first moments to what looks to inevitably be like a transcendence from the biological form looks like it happened somewhere between like 10,000 and 100,000 years. And in like astronomical terms, that ain't shit. You know? Like, we dig up bones and like our entire knowledge of the animal history of our planet, almost the entirety of it comes from the leftovers of things that lived for a fuck long, much longer than that. You know, there was animals that were around for millions of years that are just gone now, you know? So for something to reach intellectual escape velocity, like the time between that and like what's inevitably going to be the ability to upload consciousness, basically, you know, to transition everything into computation. Like, if you think that seems far, far away, then I encourage you to brush up on the state of that science. You know, there's active capital allocation going on towards building a metaverse. Like a video game environment that serves as a static, state holding, shareable universe. Like how, like that's that's insane, you know? This is some stuff that was like the last little crevices of science fiction, you know? Where it just gets the experience of reality gets hard to tell stories from, you know, at these levels of Ready Player One and Snow Crash kind of realities. You know, so, I don't know. It just gets really weird. So I know I kind of took it. I'm not sure how far down this rabbit hole I want to go, and I know I'm already at 15 minutes. So thanks to anybody who's listening. Like, thanks for bearing with me as I kind of sort through all this. But just from the most, like, anchored in reality perspectives, the fact that, like, there's something that our current military instruments are able to detect that we have eyewitness interactions with and we have zero explanation for. Like, for that to be on the military's radar and to be in a position where they're kind of forced to admit it. You know, the government's never been big on admitting stuff. They always err to the side of caution for secrecy, it seems like, you know, wherever possible. But this one, they're just like, yeah, we don't know what this is. You know, so the conspiracy-minded could immediately leap to, okay, they definitely know what this is. They know they can't hide it, but they don't want to tell people what it is. You know, so that's a little bit mysterious. You know, I don't want to say concerning or not. Like, I mean, I guess the conclusions are ours to leap to, but I don't know, just the possibility of us being at a point where at least our best creations to date are able to communicate with these higher intelligences. Who knows what it'll start bringing back? I think there's a movie dying to get written about, like, just the aggregation of all the different Amazon, Facebook, Google, all the different AIs out there. You know, in the language generators and everything. So for them to just kind of find their own little connection amongst themselves and start communicating with us. Like, the separate capabilities are all there. And, like, if you've ever watched neurons get formed under a, you know, kind of an imaging microscope, it looks very haphazard. Like, if the, like, things are going on their own and they're just kind of like randomly moving about their environment, but they seem to have a knack for finding each other and connecting, you know. So whether people are kind of the neurons that are going to manifest these ideas, or whether or not we've set enough, like, technology in motion to where either an emergence of its own or kind of an opportunity for a higher intelligence to kind of give us a kind of a forward lateral here. I don't know. These are exciting possibilities. You know, there's a million things that it could be that could make these, you know, possibilities absolutely insane in hindsight. But, you know, with the data available, like, these are not that outlandish of questions to ask. So anyway, let me know what you think. All right, I hope everybody has a great day, great rest of your weekend. I love y'all.